This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. military says three American troops were killed and dozens more injured in a drone strike in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday blamed Iran-backed militias for the first U.S. fatalities after months of strike by the groups against American forces across the Middle East amid the Israel-Hamas war. In a statement, he said, "Today, America's heart is heavy. Last night, three U.S. service members were killed and many wounded during an unmanned aerial drone attack on our forces stationed in northeast Jordan near the Syria border. While we are still gathering the facts of this attack, we know it was carried out by radical Iran-based militant groups operating in Syria and Iraq." Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Mohammed Shtayyeh appealed on Sunday for international aid to resume for the United Nations agency operating in the Gaza Strip after nine donor countries suspended UNRWA funding.
UNRWA provide aid for 1.7 million Palestinians in Gaza.
The United States, which is the agency's largest donor, immediately cut funding over the weekend after a dozen of its employees were accused of taking part in the U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas attack on Israel that ignited the war 4 months ago. Israeli forces were engaged Sunday in quote-unquote intensive battles in southern Gaza, the army said, as U.S. Intelligence Chief William Burns met with Israeli, Egyptian, and Qatari officials for ceasefire talks. The Israeli army reported the intensive battles in Gaza's main southern city of Khan Yunis, where it said special forces eliminated so-called terrorists. This is VOA News. Ukrainian officials say they uncovered massive military fraud in a scheme that saw tens of millions of dollars exchanged for weapons that never materialized. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has a story.
The Security Service of Ukraine, or SBU, announced it charged five people with embezzling some $40 million meant to buy 100,000 mortar shells. The money changed hands. The weapons never came. Rooting out corruption was and remains a key pillar in Ukraine's bid to join NATO and the EU, with officials from both groups demanding Kyiv address internal fraud. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
North Korean state media say leader Kim Jong-un has supervised test firings of new cruise missiles designed to be launched from submarines and reviewed efforts to build a nuclear-powered submarine. The reports say those activities came as Kim reiterated his goal of building a nuclear-armed navy to counter what he portrays as growing external threats. The reports Monday came a day after South Korea's military said it detected North Korea firing multiple cruise missiles. It was the latest in a streak of weapons demonstrations by North Korea amid increasing tensions with the United States, South Korea, and Japan. France's Interior Ministry on Sunday ordered a large deployment of security forces around Paris as angry farmers threatened to head toward the capital. The order came hours after climate activists hurled soup at the glass protecting the Mona Lisa painting at the Louvre Museum. French farmers are putting pressure on the government to respond to their demands for better pay for their produce, less red tape, and protection against cheap imports. The French Interior Minister held a security meeting Sunday before potential road blockades around Paris on Monday. A newcomer to the Australian Open men's finals is now the tennis major tournament's champion. AP correspondent Graham Agars reports.
22-year-old Yannick Sinner has produced a dramatic comeback from two sets to love down to claim the Australian Open title over retiring Daniil Medvedev. Sinner finally sealed the win 6-3 in the fifth set of a 3-hour and 44-minute battle, with the Russian clearly showing the physical effects of four five-set matches during the championship and a record 24 hours plus on court. Sinner became just the third Italian male to win a major title, and he did it on his first visit to a final. The finale was the 35th five-set match for the championship, equaling the record set at the 1983 U.S. Open. I'm Graham Agars.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.